The inspired writer said in Psalm 119, verse 104 and 105, "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." While the following scripture study cannot be exhaustive, it is designed to provide insights toward a better understanding of God's word, awareness of ways that are false, and encouragement to study more so that you may live rightly in this world and live forever in heaven.
Now we come to the 5-chapter book of 1 Peter. I call this 5 great things. One major point from each chapter. Chapter 1, the great salvation. In verses 10 through 12 of 1 Peter 1, we read of the great salvation which the prophets foretold, which the angels desire to look into, which we are the recipients of. We must not neglect it. This plan of redemption through the blood of Christ is the great salvation. Chapter 2 of 1 Peter speaks of the great example, Christ. We're to follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. 1 Peter 2 also tells us that we're members of a royal priesthood. There's only one high priest, Christ, in Christianity, Hebrews 7:26, and every single Christian is a member of the royal priesthood. There is no clergy-laity system in the body of Christ. That's why we do not call men Right Reverend, Holy Father, or terminology like that, Monsignor, which means my Lord. There is no clergy-laity system, no big me and little you, no robes and collars turned backwards, and theologians with red feathers in their caps. The Bible teaches that all ye brethren, Matthew 23:1-12, and we need to be very careful in the church of the Lord to always honor this. Christ is the head of the church, and the only one with any preeminence and all authority, Matthew 28:18, Colossians 1:18. And we need to understand that we as Christians are members of the royal priesthood. We've been made a kingdom of priests unto God, Revelation 1:6-9. Also in 1 Peter chapter 2, we learn that we're to show forth the praises of God by abstaining from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. In 1 Peter chapter 3, we read of the great responsibility. Verse 15 says, "Be ready always to give answer to everyone that asketh you a reason of the hope that's in you with meekness and fear." So we have the great salvation in chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. The great example in chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. And the great responsibility in 1 Peter 3:15, being ready always, because we know the Bible, to give an answer to everyone that asks a reason of the hope that's in us. Hosea 4:6 in the Old Testament and Isaiah 5:13 tell us, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are going into captivity because of their ignorance." And so, the book of 1 Peter tells us of great things. Chapter 4, the great name. "If any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but glorify God in this name." 1 Peter 4:16. The fiery trial that tries us is not some strange thing. It draws us nearer to God. We are not to be persecuted for being a meddler in other men's matters. But if we suffer as a Christian, glorify God in that name. It was that worthy name by which they were called, James 2:7. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch, Acts 11:26. All of these passages tell us that we're to glorify God in the name Christian, Christian, one who belongs to Christ. And then 1 Peter 5 tells us of the great enemy. "Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist ye steadfast in your faith." 1 Peter 5:8-9. So we have the great salvation, the great example, the great responsibility, the great name, and the great enemy in 1 Peter, a book that tells us of the need of hope and patience in the midst of persecution. And in 1 Peter 5:12-14, he says, "I've written this that you might stand fast in this true gospel system that I've revealed to you." We're to cast all our care upon the Lord. He cares for us. 1 Peter is a great book, a practical book, in how we need to remember the great salvation, the great example, and be ready always to tell others about the Lord and his way of salvation, glorifying him in the name Christian, and then abstaining from error and withstanding the evil one who desires to have us, Luke 22:31. "Lest we fall into the snare of the devil," 1 Timothy 3:7. "For we are not ignorant of his devices," 2 Corinthians 2:11. "Don't ever give place to the devil," Ephesians 4:27. "For he is that old serpent, Satan, the devil, the deceiver of the whole world. Revelation 12, verse 9.
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.